Hollywood, California, we present Bottled Up, a new Dr. Christian prize play starring Gene Herschel and sponsored by the Teesboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. How long is 7 seconds? Well, listen to the metronome pick them off. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Every 7 seconds, an accident occurs in some home in the country. Yes, there are more than 12,000 home injuries a day, all of them serious enough to be reported. And think how much more frequent are those minor injuries that you take care of yourself. For those everyday emergencies, always be prepared. Keep Vaseline jelly on hand. In case of minor burns or scalds, apply it at once. Vaseline jelly quickly eases the pain, brings soothing relief. Use it, too, for all those small cuts and abrasions, bruises and scrapes. It's an excellent dressing. Vaseline jelly gives effective 1, 2, 3 first aid. 1, it soothes minor skin irritation. 2, it forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. And 3, it helps to promote healing. You can't tell where an accident is going to happen, so it's good strategy to keep several jars of Vaseline jelly in the house. In the medicine cabinet, the kitchen, and, of course, in your first aid kit. You better not wait. Get Vaseline jelly tonight. It's only 10 cents a generous jar. When you buy, look for the trademark Vaseline. It's your guarantee of absolute purity. The 26-year-old author of tonight's prize play, Bottled Up, is Robert Barnes Tuttle, manager of the Adrian College Press at Adrian, Michigan, and instructor in journalism at Adrian College. This is his first radio play, although he says he's been writing since he was in grade school. Freshman year in high school, he started a publication called Boys Chum, which eventually reached a paid circulation of 1,000. In college, he edited the yearbook and the newspaper, crooned with a dance orchestra, and played timpani and snare in the Albion College Band and Orchestra. He's married now, has a young son, and expects to continue with his writing career. He vouches for the accuracy of the drugstore atmosphere in his play, Bottled Up, because his dad is a druggist. Well, Vaseline products have many friends among the druggists of this country, so we present tonight's prize play with a special bow to them. The chief characters in the play, in addition to Dr. Christian, played by Gene Herschel, and Judy Price, played by Lurene Tuttle, are Roy Davis, the druggist, played by Frank Martin, Chief of Police Butler, played by Charles Seal, Eric Ranson, president of the Ajax Pharmaceutical Company of Center City, played by Mason Molsner, an employee of the Ajax Pharmaceutical Company, played by Franklin Parker, and a drugstore clerk, played by James Eagles. The opening scene takes place in Dr. Christian's laboratory, adjoining his office. And so the curtain rises.
Judy?
Yes, Dr. Christian?
What did you do with the hammer?
Hammer? Oh, my, I'll bet you anything it's out in the car. That just happens when you put up a quarantine sign for the health officer. If he'd attend to his business...
Well, I still need the hammer.
I'm going right after it. Goodness, I've never seen a man like Dr. Christian. Never idle a single moment. He ought to be working instead of opening his new drug shipment. Hey, there's the hammer just where I left it in the car. Here it is, Doctor. Safe and sound. A hammer for opening drug shipments that ought to be left to the office boy if we only had one.
Now, what can an office boy do that I can't?
Be lazy when there's nothing to work at.
Oh, but office boys are generally that way. That's why I never became one.
You still ought not to open boxes.
Well, you should know me by this time, Judy, that my philosopher is that a busy man hasn't time to see that. More people spend as much time working as they do about imagining ailments. Well, the doctor would have more time to look after the really sick.
I see I drew a lecture again.
Well, perhaps I should charge for my lectures.
And those bottles of methylate in this shipment?
I expect so. I didn't realize we were nearly out until we had that accident case last Wednesday night.
Well, when do you think young man will be back who wanted a bottle of it?
You mean the chap who said he was using it in an experiment with white rats?
Mm-hmm. He seemed quite concerned about it.
I don't figure it out. I didn't know of any extraordinary medical properties about methylate that is fitted for experiments with white rats. But then I suppose I'm getting behind in my profession.
Oh, you're doing no such thing.
No, I appreciate your confidence in me.
You're welcome, indeed. Did you tell him you had some methylate coming?
Yes, but I offered him downtown. He may be able to get some, but I doubt if they'll sell him a full quart bottle without a prescription.
Oh, then he might be coming back.
Perhaps, but...
I'll answer.
Oh.
Dr. Christian's office.
Is that you, Judy?
Oh, hello, Roy. How are you?
I think I'll live. Say, is Dr. Christian there?
Yes. You want to talk to him?
Just ask him if he told a young man to come in here for a full bottle of methylate.
Okay. Dr. Christian, it's Roy Davis. He wants to know if you send anyone to the drugstore to get a full bottle of methylate.
No. That's ridiculous. Let me speak to him. Hello, Roy.
Yes, Doctor.
What's this Judy tells me?
Well, there's a fella in here and he's... Hey, you!
Roy! Roy! What happened? Roy! Come on, Judy. Get your coat. We're going downtown. I don't like the sound of things. Out, Judy.
There's Roy now.
He's looking up and down the street for somebody.
Oh, look, and he's rubbing his head, too.
What happened, Roy?
Well, I was talking with you. He swiped it and then took a sock at me when I tried to stop him.
Swiped what, Roy?
And who was he?
I've never seen him before. He came in and asked for a full bottle of methylate. Said you'd sent him. When I called about it, he followed me behind the prescription counter, and while I talked, he must have spotted the location of the bottle and took it.
Well, how did he know what he'd look like?
I don't know.
He probably had seen one before. Besides, didn't you show that young fellow your half-empty bottle this morning?
You don't think it might be the same fellow that came in to see me, do you?
Why, who else? You sent him to Roy, didn't you?
Well, in a roundabout sort of way, I guess I did. But a quart of that stuff. Why didn't he buy it?
He wasn't getting it very fast, was he?
Well, it would make more sense if he had stolen money.
Don't ask me to figure it out.
Why, Roy, I do believe you're getting a black eye. You need a beefsteak.
If I ever get my hands on that guy, I'll...
What did he look like?
Oh, I don't know, dark coat, wore a cap, and had a heavy plaid scarf. I didn't pay much attention to him till he started after that bottle. For the life of me, all I can see now is his fist popping me in the eye.
And it's all very puzzling indeed, and quite silly.
But here comes the police. Could they have heard about your...
Oh, no. No, they're going right on by.
Well, come on, Judy, let's go and see what they're after. Oh, Roy... Try cold compresses on that eye, followed later by hot ones.
Goodbye, Roy. You take care of your eye.
We'll see you later.
There it is. The police car stopped in front of Taggart's Cutrate Pharmacy.
So it has.
Oh, look, somebody's waving at us.
It looks like Chief Butler.
Hurry up, Dr. Christian. A guy's got clubs.
Clubs?
Better come with me, Judy. I may need you.
Oh, I'll be right on your heels. My, how quickly a crowd gathers.
Oh, watch your step, Judy.
Oh, dear.
There's broken glass on the sidewalk.
Why, they must have broken a window.
Oh,
but, no, they haven't either.
Oh, it's a bottle smashed all over the place. Let me through here, folks. Step aside and let us through the door, please. Well, what happened, Chief?
This man's been slugged.
I see. Step back, everybody, will you? We need air here. Judy, my bag.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, let's see. He's beginning to show signs of coming out of it.
Is he hurt bad?
I'll tell you in a moment. Hey, what kind of crime wave are we breeding here in River Sand, Chief?
Crime wave?
Yeah, some fellow just entered Roy Davis' drugstore and tried to knock Roy out.
Hold up, artist.
Apparently not.
Drunk?
I can't say, but he's smart enough to pick a certain kind of medicine off the shelf and steal it. Did he take anything here, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. And it might not be the same fella anyway.
No, he's coming around. Hand me that spirits of ammonia, Judy.
Is he hurt much, Dr. Christian?
No, just knocked out.
Where'd he go?
There. Don't try to get up. Take it easy. Now, where did who go?
The fella.
What fella?
The fella that hit me. Where'd he go? Did you catch a rascal?
What did he look like?
Huh? Well, he was tall and wore a muffler and a cap, too, I think. He mumbled something about a prescription and asked if I had a quart of my firelight. Well, I knew we had a new bottle, but I made a pretense of looking and said we only had one pot full. And I didn't see any reason why I should want the stuff or why I should sell it. He must have followed me back behind the prescription case, for when I turned, there he was. And he hit me hard.
Is the bottle gone?
Take it slow.
Oh, I'm okay, I guess, Doc.
Well, if you're okay, young fella, show us where that bottle is kept.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right over there, and that's it. What? Well, it's gone. A half-full bottle in the other. They're both gone. We just got one of them in about an hour ago. It was a shipment that arrived this morning.
Well, that was a wild goose chase.
Maybe so, Judy, but a very peculiar chase.
Some fella must be crazy. Going around beating unsuspecting druggists over the head for a bottle of a harmless drug?
And then breaking the bottle to pieces on the sidewalk outside the store. I can't figure it out. There's more to it than we think.
Did you hear something?
I did, Judy.
The door to the back room.
Yes, office to see Roy Davis.
Shall I call the police?
No, Judy. If there's anyone there, I'm not afraid of him. I'll just open the door and go in.
Oh, please be careful, Doctor. You might be dangerous.
Hold on there, young fella. What do you want?
Dr. Christian, are you hurt?
No. Just the wind knocked out a little.
Oh, now I am going to call the police.
Oh, wait, Judy. Let's see what he was after first.
Oh, but he'll get away.
Let's not worry about that now. Has anything been touched?
I can't see anything.
He had something in his hand. Wrapped newspaper.
Why do you suppose?
That's it. Those drunks we unpacked this morning. They're all upset and pulled over. Judy.
What is it?
That bottle and the thiolate. It's gone.
But there were two of them.
That's right. Well, the other's gone too.
No, it isn't either. It's over there where you said it when we left for downtown.
He must have overlooked it.
Yes, if he wanted it.
I'm sure he must have wanted it.
What for?
Bring me a quart graduate. I'm going to empty this bottle.
Oh. Here it is.
And we'll remove the seal, pour the liquid out, and see what's inside the bottle. There must be some reason why he wants this particular kind of drug.
Oh. There's a stick or something inside the bottle. Like a vanilla stick.
It's not a stick.
It's a fountain pen.
Yeah, so it seems.
That's awfully queer.
I'll unscrew the cap.
Oh, hadn't you better rinse it off first?
Yes. There. Now I'll unscrew the cap and... Oh, see here, Judy.
Why, it's a dummy pen.
Do you see anything inside?
It looks like a roll of paper.
Yeah, that's just what it is. And what if it's so tight it'll be hard to get out?
Why, this is like a thing in a dime detective thriller.
There. It's coming now.
Well, what is it? Spread it out.
It seems to be typewriting and handwriting, too. Sort of a formula.
I think we should report this, don't you?
I suppose so.
Shall I call the police?
Yes. Get him on the phone at once.
You're going to tell him about the formula and the dummy pen?
I think not. I have an idea that wouldn't mean much to Chief Butler. But I want to talk to him just the same, and I hope I'm not too late.
Too late?
Yeah, it's too late to nap the fellow. I have a hunch he's heading east to the neighborhood pharmacy. That's the only other drugstore in town. And I'm sure he's looking for the bottle of methylate that this pen and formula is in.
Hello? Is Chief Butler there? Dr. Christian calling.
Hello? Is this the Ajax Pharmaceutical Company?
Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Christian of Riversand calling. I want to inquire about a shipment of drugs sent me yesterday.
Yes, sir. Was there anything wrong?
No, not exactly, but there's been a man in here today who seemed awfully anxious to get a certain bottle of drugs you shipped me.
A man? What did he look like, if I may ask?
Quite tall, somewhat dark complexioned.
Did he give any name?
No, he didn't, but he was so anxious to get the bottle that he stole it. And he has visited several stores here in town, more or less violently picked up some bottles of methylate. And peculiarly enough, he hasn't bothered to keep them. But he has broken them open and left them behind.
Well, I think I'd better refer you to our president, Mr. Ransom. Just a moment, please. Hello?
Mr. Ransom, this is Dr. Christian of Riversend. I've been explaining how a man has been creating a small crime wave here in our town in the attempt to gather up all the bottles of methylate in the vicinity. I believe that possibly you know something that will help us find out the answer to all this.
I think you're right, Dr. Christian. If I didn't know your reputation as a physician and public citizen, I'd hesitate to repeat this over the phone. I'll speak freely, but briefly. We've had a valuable formula stolen that we were preparing for the Army Medical Corps. The man you somewhat vaguely describe, I believe to be the man we suspect of having taken the formula, although we've had no way to prove he took it. He was our shipping clerk. We took him in custody for a while yesterday, but as we had no evidence, we had to release him, and our suspicion seems justified when he failed to come to work today.
Would it help any if I told you I think I have the missing formula?
You have?
I discovered it concealed in a dummy fountain pen in a bottle of methylate, which our friend overlooked in the shipment of drugs I received from you today. There were two bottles, and he only found one.
But how in the world did you discover the formula and the pen?
Well, it was purely accidental.
And the man? Is there any possibility that he may return? Can he be caught?
I have my doubts that he'll be back, unless he is accompanied by a police escort.
Well, I'm coming right down to River's End just as fast as I can get there. And you protect that formula at all costs. It represents considerable investment and is of no small value to our enemies if they should get a hold of it.
Mr. Ransom, I'll protect it with my life. Dr. Christian speaking.
This is Chief Butler. We've caught your man.
Excellent. Was he at the neighborhood pharmacy?
Yes, he walked right into the trap. Came into the store, asked for the medicine, and we nabbed him.
Did you assist the rest?
Did he? He fought like a cornered wolf, but we tamed him plenty fast.
So can you hold him a couple of hours?
Well, I can, but what's the charge going to be besides assault with intention to steal and malicious destruction of property? He's making an awful squawk about wanting a lawyer and a habeas corpus and all that sort of thing. He sounds awful tough.
Well, charge him with conspiring against the federal government.
Federal government? What's he done?
I'll have all the evidence there inside of 2 hours.
But can't you tell me a little more?
I'll tell you everything when we arrive at the station. Goodbye.
You have your curiosity aroused, Dr. Christian.
I won't hurt him. This will be the one case he can't solve in his own good time.
But have you solved it yourself?
Yes, Judy, it's pretty clear now.
But how did the formula get in a bottle of methylate?
What would you do if you had stolen a valuable formula and had to hide it very quickly to save being caught with it?
Well, I'd find a place where they wouldn't look for it.
Would you hide a fountain pen with the formula in it on your person?
No, I don't think so. Although that might not be a very obvious place of concealment.
Suppose you were a shipping clerk.
Well, I might drop the pen in an outgoing shipment of drugs, but that would be awfully risky.
Perhaps, but if those drugs were going to a nearby small town that might make it easier.
But why put it in a bottle of methylate?
It isn't a fast-selling drug. It's harmless to people. It won't discolor paper particularly, nor affect ink.
Well, then why did he have trouble finding the right bottle?
By a strange coincidence, there were two shipments of drugs to Riversend that day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the clerk at Tackett's said that they had just gotten in a bottle?
And we got two ourselves.
Exactly. The fellow probably forgot which shipment went where.
And then when he didn't find the right bottle, he became panicky.
He doesn't pay to fool with Uncle Sam. The traitor's caught.
And I, for one, hope they'll put him in the jug for keeps.
Oh, you can depend on it. He'll be bottled up for the duration and more.
That's our prize Dr. Christian play for this evening, with our star Gene Herschel waiting to tell you about next week's story. Folks, a word about belt pulling. These days, we've got to pull in our belts a whole lot tighter. Every dime and every dollar not needed for real necessities should go into war bonds and war stamps. And even when you're buying things you absolutely have to have, make sure that you get the most for your money. Some things can do much more for you than others. For example, there's Vaseline jelly. This 10-cent item needed in every home does the work of half a dozen different products, all of which may cost several times its price. You might save $2 or $3 just by making more use of your jar of Vaseline jelly. Learn how soothing it is to hands that are sore, blistered, or cracked. Anyone in war work is apt to need it. Discover how Vaseline jelly relieves chapping and chafing and other skin irritations. Find out what a marvelous dressing it is for everyday burns. See what relief you get from the discomforts of a head cold simply by placing a little Vaseline jelly in the nostrils. You really can't afford to be without this medicine cabinet necessity that does so much, yet costs so little. Get Vaseline jelly tonight. Only 10 cents. And now here is Gene Herschel, who has made Dr. Christian the most popular doctor in the United States of America. Hey, that was a real melodrama you gave us tonight, Mr. Herschel. What'll it be next week?
Well, next week we have a prize play called Antiques, written by Carolyn Van Buren of Wilmington, North Carolina. Mrs. Van Buren was born and raised in this historic old city, and her story, Antiques, reflects this background. Every Wednesday night, writes Mrs. Van Buren, together with my two best friends, Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith, a cocker and a schnauzer. I listen with interest to the Dr. Christian program. Judy, Dr. Christian, Riversend have all become very real to me. May they always remain on the air. Well, we thank Mrs. Van Buren for her kind wishes, and we know our other radio fans are going to enjoy her heartwarming story, Antiques, which we will broadcast next Wednesday on these same stations at the same hour. Then I'll say good night.
How permanent is a permanent wave? Well, a lot depends on the condition of your hair, ladies. So before you set a date for your wave, start giving your scalp a regular Vaseline hair tonic massage before every shampoo. Vaseline Hair Tonic will put your hair in condition to take a permanent that lasts longer and looks nicer. Get Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. Art Gilmore speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.